Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This message is titled, Death is an Evangelist. Evangelist is in quotes. Death gets your attention like none other. It grabs you by the throat and won't let go. It demands attention. One report is that the higher the death toll goes from COVID-19, it has a corresponding intensity surge online concerning the subject of prayer. I put evangelist in quotes because I'm using it in a very qualified sense. Death is actually a pre-evangelist, in that it doesn't actually deliver the evangel, but serves as a warning. The point is, death has a message for us that is of utmost importance. Ecclesiastes 7:2 says, "It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for this is the end of all mankind, and the living will lay it to heart." Life is a death march, in that we are all marching steadily towards death, and after death comes the judgment. Hebrews 9:27. People try desperately to avoid the subject, but it is unavoidable. It is wise to consider death and what follows. This is the message of Ecclesiastes 7:2. In the house of feasting, people have a good time, but it is short-lived. Better to contemplate the reality of coming death and prepare yourself. Thus, the reality of death plays the part of evangelist, telling us to lay it to heart. The time to get right with God is now. Death seals everything. It fixes our state for all eternity. Where we are at in death is where we will be for all eternity. There is no purgatory in the Bible, only an eternal heaven and an eternal hell. The living will lay it to heart. At least they should. Jesus said in Matthew 25:46, "And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." He didn't give another category. Eternal punishment, eternal life. One or the other. In Luke 13:4, Jesus mentioned 18 people on whom a tower fell and killed them. Jesus said, quote, "Do you think that they were worse sinners than all other men who dwelt in Jerusalem?" In other words, death happens to all people. All are sinners. All die, as the wages of sin is death. Therefore, Jesus said, quote, "I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." Luke 13:5. Point well made. All are sinners. All need to come to repentance, or they will perish. The specifics of death may be different, but in the end, the reality is the same for all those who don't repent. They all perish. Jesus, in addressing the subject of death in Luke 16, indicated that even the lost, in a state of torment, are desirous that someone would go and share the truth with loved ones left behind. Thus, the message of death from the lost beyond the grave, as relayed by Jesus, is that people need to respond to the gospel, and they desire that people respond to the gospel and be saved. Jesus said, the lost person in torment said to Abraham, Luke 16, 27-28, "I beg you therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment." Death is speaking. It has an urgent message. It is ever doing the work of pre-evangelism. The message we have for the world is twofold. There is the bad news of sin and death, and there is the good news of life in Christ. Only Christ has the answer to the death problem. Only Jesus conquered death as seen in his resurrection. The good news is that Jesus, as our representative, as our Savior, died in our place. That's grace. For all our sins, and then as Lord over all, including the grave, he came back to life again on the third day. He is the risen Savior who offers eternal life to all who will repent of their sin and believe on him as Savior and Lord. In Christ, death does not have the last word. For the believer, death is swallowed up in victory. Christ has the last word. He is the word. And his word is life, eternal life, to all who believe in him. 1 Corinthians 15:51 through 58. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, that is die, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Lord, we thank you for the fact that you have conquered death. And death does have a message to the world, and really a message they need to understand. It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. Death is coming for all of us. Now is the time to get right. Lord, I pray that many, perhaps some even listening to this message today, would respond to the truth as found in Jesus Christ, the truth of life, the only answer there is to the death problem. Lord, we thank you that the gospel, the good news, is that you died for our sins as our representative. You paid it all, and then you rose again. And as we believe in you, we now share in life, life eternal. We thank you, Father, for Jesus. We pray in his name. Amen.